Hello, this is Digital Dave, and I'm joined here by...
I'm John King, Dave.
And I'm Martha King, and we're with the Lindbergh Foundation.
Okay. And I should have known that. I recognize your face, but I just had a lock out there for a second, and I'm famous for that.
Well, you can tell by how short we are.
It happens to you a lot, huh?
Yeah, sure. It does.
Okay, Lindbergh Foundation, obviously something to do with Charles Lindbergh's legacy?
It is. Martha and I are both on the board of directors of the Lindbergh Foundation. And the Lindbergh Foundation was formed as a result of the influence of Charles Nanmuro Lindbergh, who flew an aircraft over the Earth and with the technology of flight gained an appreciation for the environment. How beautiful it is, and our necessity to protect our environment. And it's interesting that there's no conflict between using technology like airplanes in the environment. And the Lindbergh Foundation believes, in fact, that we can improve the long-term quality of life of human beings by applying science and innovation to environmental problems. And that there's no reason we can't thrive and at the same time foster our environment.
That's a worthy cause. It seems that Charles Lindbergh was very, very ahead of the curve.
You know, it became more and more obvious and important, particularly to people who could get up in the air like Charles Lindbergh and see what was happening to the Earth as humankind spread around it. And he became very, very passionate about the environment, particularly after the war. And some of his causes that he particularly championed were the protection of endangered species, like the great blue whale and the giant land tortoise, and he was also very instrumental in helping to establish the Voyageurs National Park in our neighbor Minnesota here.
Wow. So what's the goals of the foundation, to continue this kind of work?
Well, it is. You know, the way it started was that after Charles Lindbergh died, some friends of his, most notably Neil Armstrong and Jimmy Doolittle, wanted to do something to honor Charles Lindbergh. And they went to Ann Morrill Lindbergh and proposed something like a statue or something of that sort. She said, no, I want to do something more important than that, something that will be a lasting way of honoring Charles Lindbergh. And let's create the Lindbergh Foundation. Let's create an organization that perpetuates Charles Lindbergh's appreciation of the environment, and that's what the Lindbergh Foundation is. It was spearheaded by Jimmy Doolittle and Neil Armstrong, and it was created primarily to support this vision of using science and innovation to allow mankind to thrive, as we said, while fostering the environment. And one of the ways the Lindbergh Foundation does that is to give grants to people who study ways that we can have both of these, technology and humankind doing better and the environment doing better at the same time. And the grants are in the amount of, are you ready for this, $10,580, which happens to be what the Spirit of St. Louis cost.
That's definitely unique. So any organization that is doing this kind of work can apply for one of these grants?
Well, actually, it's people. It's normally individuals that are doing research typically associated with a university. And people look at that and say, well, what can you do with $10,580? But it's not the money as much as the prestige and recognition that goes along with the Lindbergh grant that is valuable to the recipients, because we have reviewers all over the world that look at the grant applications and think about, well, how does this show the use of science and innovation? How is this involved with enhancing the environment? Do we have a good balance on that? Is it sound science? Has it already been done before? And by the time we get through the balance review and the technical review, these grants have had some very significant scrutiny. And then people go on from there to organizations like the National Science Foundation, and many other places, and the fact that they have received a Lindbergh grant is hugely in their favor for getting a great deal more funding.
So that's like a super side benefit. You're lending credibility to them.
Absolutely. That really is the big benefit. Many times people will go on and obtain hundreds of thousands of dollars of further grants on the basis of having won the Lindbergh Foundation grant. So we have a real multiplier effect on the work we do. So the Lindbergh Foundation gives these grants. Another thing we do real quickly is we give awards to people who have demonstrated this balance between science and our environment, demonstrated the ability to use science and innovation to foster our lifestyle and the environment. And then the third thing we've done is symposia through the years. We've done several symposia.
Well, I was just wondering, can I apply for one of these grants?
Absolutely.
Well, and that's about what it's going to cost me in gas money to get home.
Well, and that's, you know, sometimes we have people go to tremendous amount of effort to get these grants, and sometimes you feel guilty that you wish it were more than $10,580, but it's really seed money for getting further grants and doing the project, and it means a lot to the people. And every year, we're surprised how much it means to the people who receive the grants.
Now, this is wide open to any kind of research.
Absolutely.
Alternate energy must be really big right now. You must be getting a lot of those.
Yes, and we're very pleased that one of our partners in awarding Lindbergh Foundation grants is the Lycoming Company, and we have given the third annual Lycoming Lindbergh grant, and the technologies are things like converting existing high-compression aircraft engines so that they will be able to run on unleaded fuel and on alternate fuels, working with acoustic technology to quiet aircraft engines, all kinds of interesting things that are very critical to the future of aviation, because both getting the lead out of gasoline and getting rid of some of the noise, controlling the noise, are going to be huge issues as far as the future of aviation and its acceptability.
And some of these grants are really kind of earth-shaking. We just recently, a year ago, gave a grant to a guy who said he could take a normal Continental or Lycoming engine that burns avgas, change the nozzles in it so they very carefully controlled the way the fuel was burned in the engine, and burn jet fuel, which will be a lot cheaper and have fewer emissions the way that he was going to do. There's no lead in it and so on. So some of these things that we're giving grants for will change aviation. Continuous descents, better technology for air traffic control so you burn less fuel on approaches to airports. The most recent one was, of course, reducing jet noise very significantly with controlling the sound coming out of the engine. So a lot of things are really be earth-shaking. And we've done for years grants not restricted to aviation, but in any subject around the world, as long as they show a relationship between improving the quality of life and fostering the environment.
Now, on average, how many applications do you receive a year?
We get in the neighborhood of about 200 to maybe 230 applications a year, and we give in the neighborhood of about 20 each year, and part of that is just a process of winnowing through and making sure that the people who have applied, as I said, that they have good science and that they really have a good balance between the innovation, the technology, the environment, the issues.
You know, very seldom does one get in a position like this, but we would like to give away more money. And we'd particularly like to give away more money to people who have something involving aviation. The history of the Lindbergh Foundation is very much tied to aviation, and we'd very much like to find more people who make applications involved in aviation. So if you know of anybody out there who's interested in doing something that we can advance the science of aviation and improve the environment in the process, we'd love to hear from them.
Well, I'll have to pass that on. I can think of a couple off the top of my head.
Oh, that'd be great. And we are very pleased to welcome, as another partner, as I said, Lycoming is one partner already on the Lindbergh Foundation grants, but we'd like to also welcome the Orvis Company. And, you know, a lot of people think that the Sears catalog was the first mail order catalog, but the Orvis Company has been doing mail order catalogs, would you believe, since 1856. And
did you have mail back then?
We actually did. And what they are coming out with, and some of it is in their current catalog, their August catalog, and there will be much more in their fall catalog, is a line of clothing based on the clothing that Charles Lindbergh wore as he did his flying and as he did his environmental explorations around the world. And it's beautiful, practical clothing that aviators are going to love. And as a matter of fact, we're giving away one of the articles of clothing, a Spirit leather jacket, at the Ballistic Recovery System booth in Exhibit Hangar B, and also the Forward Vision booth in Hangar D. So people can go there and register to win the jacket.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. It has been kind of cool here in these last couple of nights.
Well, I don't know whether it's cold enough to wear this leather jacket, but I can tell you they're beautiful, beautiful jackets. And at the same time, we want to say, you know, if you're interested in aviator clothing or anything like that, check out the Orvis catalog. Buy something from the Lindbergh pages, and a percentage of it goes to the Lindbergh Foundation.
Exactly.
So we're delighted about that.
That's wonderful.
Do you remember the year, Martha, the Lindbergh Foundation was established? I would say 1972. No?
77.
I'm a slow learner. Yeah, well, I was, 77. And by the way, since we're here at AirVenture and at this wonderful, wonderful, life-changing event for many people, we want to say thank you to the EAA, because next year, the Lindbergh Award Celebration will be here at Oshkosh at the Eagles Hangar in May.
Wonderful.
And this event is a world-class event. It's in New York City, Atlanta. It's been in Paris. And we honor just very, very special people. This year we honored Ted Turner and Jim Jacoby. Jim Jacoby does Grayfield, where he takes a site that had pollution, cleans it up, and develops it without having to destroy a site that hadn't been used before. So we recycle sites, in a sense, and make them good and safe for people. He does those kinds of things. So we have really stellar award winners, and we are again this year, I am sure. But the exciting thing is that we're going to do it in conjunction with EAA at the Eagles Hangar, sponsored by EAA, and we're very, very thankful of EAA. They you know, make a huge contribution to aviation.
That's fantastic. Guys, I'd like to thank you for joining me. It's quite something, because I've obviously seen your videos as a student pilot. And
thank you, Dave.
It's neat to meet you guys in person. Martha's flown an awful lot of unusual aircraft, including the blimps and stuff. Is she going to fly that V-22 that just buzzed us?
Well, I don't think they're letting civilians into that yet.
Oh, darn. You'll just have to buy your own.
She was promised that she would be able to fly it when there was a civilian version, so we'll see what happens.
You never know.
You never know. We all dream.
We sure do. Again, thanks for joining me, John and Mark King. It's late in the day, and I've been up very early. And you're listening to EAA Radio.